Anything further on the Hadley thing, as to what time he gets back? It's still 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'll check this.
Well, no, it doesn't kill me, just he should find to come up there. I'll plan to work in the speech. And,
let him come home, go to bed, and then come up when he's up.
Take his time. That's right, that's right.
Now we got the Rogers problem.
Again. Well, then you should see him before he comes up. Okay, I want him to report to Rogers first. Then come up and see him.
Okay.
I don't want it done up there.
Yeah.
And you?
It's fine.
What you said, I think you'll understand it. You've got to tell Henry that, goddammit, you can trust Bill on this. Bill doesn't want to say anything, you can tell him not to.
Well,
Henry doesn't. Obviously, he's working hard to trust him. He's right there when I say something.
Ken made an interesting point that the press has tried to make a thing, and the opposition more than the press really, out of President scuttled welfare reform by, you know, not pushing it and staying out of the thing. And the president scuttled the consumer bill by, which we did.
Delivered.
By not doing it. And that if you got the busing out there, don't let them try to play the same game on it that, a little symbolic thing that those guys can then go out and federal presidents those, you know, got to get the busing thing wiped and all that.
How about the, Olson said that he saw the hard hat in the middle of the road and Martin last night. God, that's a good time.
We've got just superb time in some of those commercials. We really, they've done a hell of a job.
Better people naturally will squeal about that. What do they say? They say that's a different position, or he's changed his position. That's not his group. That's falsified. That's what the press is saying. What do you think?
Let them say it. They
said that on defense, too.
Yeah, they backed off of it. They said, well, it isn't that the figures are wrong, it's the interpretation that's drawn, the inference that's drawn from it.
No,
let them argue about it. What the hell
is this? This is about in one of his programs.
Sure.
It was. This is the $1,000.
No, it's the 40, it's the 6, the
6,500.
The Welfare Rights Organization. But it basically relates to the principle, not to the specifics.
Sure it does. He would add people to welfare.
It says they're going to put half the people on welfare, and who's going to pay for it? The other half who aren't. I don't say you only put the third on, and who's going to pay for that? The two-thirds who aren't. Let him argue that he isn't going to do it. They squeal a little, but they're... Well, it'll be interesting to see how their negative stuff comes out.
Well, we don't want to, let me put it this way. The only thing I am would be concerned about is any idea when they're playing dirty, if they claim that we're playing dirty,
right?
You get my point?
Sure.
And that's why the only reason I'd be a bit concerned.
That one is so, they're done, so softly. It's not strident, it's not scary, it isn't.
They also say we're misrepresented. I know, we have been talking about welfare, oh, that's good.
I think that's right. We haven't misrepresented his position. The point is, how do we know which position to discuss? He's got three of them.
Sure. Well, you
got that's wrong, then we'll discuss $1,000.
He takes my position on the war 4 years ago, and it's not, and he's got every right to. And then I said, I'm stuck with it. We can't squeal,
that's right.
we could find out, yes, that we're seeking an honorable end of the war and so forth. When you leave that out, that's making that.
We quote Richard Nixon from 4 years ago. Why can't we quote you from 4 months ago?
Sure.
Good point. I think they're hard put to, if these were dirty, if they were, you know, hard.
I mean, why do think there's stuff like that, that next week, too, you can, particularly as they move with the negative ads, I would sure use the trusting tournament.
I think so. You know, there's still some argument that we shouldn't use it, but I, it isn't that tough.
Well,
isn't it that bad?
It's true.
Says he says this, then he says that. And he says this, and he says that. What will he say next year? That's all. It just says that quiet. Doesn't do anything beyond that. It states fact. The process, it states some things he doesn't want stated, but they're what he said. It doesn't distort anything at all. There is absolutely. There's no, not even by implication, innuendo, or anything else. And as I told you, the amnesty is on that one, which is
good.
Gets
that's a good way to get that across.
And it gets it in with several other points. It hits him on Vietnam, it hits him on amnesty, it hits him on welfare, and it hits him on something else.
Plus.
We should make some more negative ads and make them rougher. And be ready to go with some harder stuff.
Because of their...
Yeah, but I think he's over-anticipating theirs.
Well, they'd be wrong.
Yeah.
But that may hurt.
It hurts. I think ours are rough enough. Ours aren't rough.
Well,
but they're very...
The cannon tends to be a little rougher than the traffic should bear. I think. You got to remember who the hell's going to put them out. Connie may not want them anymore next year. And I don't want the committee to reel that, but not Robbins.
Well, we have a problem with Connie. He, as of now, has said that they're not going to run any more ads.
Oh, is that right? What's the reason?
Well, the reason, as far as I can figure, is, and I've got to talk to him about it, is that they haven't raised the money that they had hoped to, and that he doesn't think they should be spending. Re-elected,
but
they can't pay
contributions in joint.
Sure.
That may not be the reason. Let's throw some contributions in there.
I think we can. We can certainly move some.
It was good to get Bert in.
Yeah, that was worth the meeting. And Bob,